Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello there, and welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. Come on in, make yourself at home. We're going to be here for the next 30 minutes. Today we'll be looking at the Mass readings for Palm Sunday. We'll also be taking a look at the Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse for also for Palm Sunday. We are getting close to Easter, and I'll be honest with you, and I'm sure you would agree, most of us would have never expected anything. I mean, let's face it, all of us, none of us would have expected any kind of a Lent like we are facing now. But, this is an example where God knows best. I mean, I can't explain why he's doing what he's doing, but I certainly know this, that he's all-powerful, he's all-loving. So if he couldn't bring good out of what he's doing now, there's no way that this would be unfolding. This is affecting the entire world. It's unbelievable. But it's providing us an opportunity to trust. An opportunity to trust like I've never had to trust before. I've never seen this kind of an opportunity. And look, if it's between you and me, I would rather we do this a different way. But this is the way he's choosing right now. And I do see good coming out of this situation. Again, I can't explain why he allows things to happen like he does, all the suffering, the fear, the anxiety, the financial loss. I mean, there's a bigger picture here that I don't get. But the good thing is, I don't have to get it because I'm not God. And, it takes a while to get to that point. I'm not there yet. And there are things that I do question, but I'm getting better at it. I've stopped fighting. I don't know. I'm getting a little older. I'm trusting him more. Probably a combination of both of them. And I see how much he's done in my life. And I'm able to trust him more than I used to. And I pray that that continues. I pray that I'm going to come out of this thing with even greater trust. Because that's what it takes to have a good relationship with him. So we're in the midst of this right now. We'll talk about it on the program. Typically on Palm Sunday, the Passion is read. I'm not going to do that on the program. We'll kind of talk about the theme of Palm Sunday, because what would happen is it's such a long gospel. And I do encourage you to read it, to pay attention when you participate in Mass, however you do it through the internet now that we can't go physically and be present in the building or on TV, wherever you watch the Mass, really pay attention to the gospel. But I just didn't want to read it on the program because I think something would get lost. We're going to talk about it and talk about the principles instead, because in 30 minutes, if I do the whole Passion, it's going to take up most of the show. And you can really get that elsewhere. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to depart from the typical format on today's show. God willing, when we come back next week for Easter weekend, we'll be back to looking at the Mass readings. But at any rate, here's what I'd like you to do. If you would, please, let's pray together right now. Let's recognize we got a Heavenly Father who loves us, who cares for us, who is all-powerful, who is all-knowing. He sees everything. Let's turn to him right now because he is waiting to hear from us. I'll lead. Let's just pray together and ask the Lord to help us because we absolutely need his help. I mean, if you're not convinced of that now, it's becoming really apparent how little control we have in life. Let's turn to him and ask him for what we need, and I'm going to ask him to give me the words so that I give you the message that I know he has for you today. So please join me as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you. You have given us this opportunity to speak with you. It's kind of amazing that you are the God of the universe. You have created everything out of nothing, the entire universe, including each one of us. You created us out of nothing. You've got a lot of responsibility, but somehow, and I don't know how you do this, you care about each one of us as if we were the only person on earth. You hear us whenever we cry out to you. So, Father, we do that now. We cry out. We ask for your mercy upon us and the whole world. You know what's going on. You know the suffering that's taking place. Father, we ask you to put an end to it. We ask you to help anybody who is sick right now, especially with the coronavirus or with any other ailment, because there's a lot of other ailments going on right now. There's people being diagnosed with cancer who are suffering. People are having heart attacks. We ask you, Father, to heal everyone who is sick. We ask you, Father, to protect us from any danger, spiritual, emotional, physical. We pray for your providence, that we may have enough food to eat, that we may have enough money to pay our bills, that we may have a roof over our heads. We pray, Father, for those who are homeless, who don't have a place to live. We pray for those who are homebound, isolated from any other outside contact. We pray for those struggling with doubt or despair. We pray for those who have given up, who have strayed from you, Father. We pray for all of our priests, our religious, our deacons. We pray for our leaders, the leaders of our country, the leaders of the world. We pray for doctors, nurses, first responders, people who are stocking the stores, the store shelves, who are selling us products. Pray for them all. Father, we ask that you keep them safe. Father, we lift up any concerns that we may have today. Help us to trust you more. Help us to continue to follow Jesus as we enter into Holy Week. Help us keep our eyes on his cross. Father, I ask you to give me the words today. Let me know what it is that I am supposed to say. I know you have a message for us. Help me to be able to deliver that message. And then help us to respond, to hear your words and to respond in a way that would please you. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and of Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. I am Gary Zimak, and I want to thank you for listening to the show. This show is heard on numerous Catholic radio stations across the country, as well as syndicated or distributed, I should say, through many podcast outlets. So for more information about this show, if you want to find out all the places you can get it, you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. And let your friends know about the show. If you go to followingthetruth.com and the radio page there, you'll see there's buttons to take you to the various ways you can download this show, as well as my new daily podcast, Following the Truth. So if you want to, if you are in that small group of people that hears this and say, you know what, I want to get even more of Gary. I mean, you might say once a week is enough, but if you want to hear me daily, I have a daily podcast as well called Following the Truth, 30 minutes, free of charge. You download it, and the slogan is, let's walk together. And I mean that. I want to walk together with you. I think we should do this as often as possible because life can be really tricky. And I want to help you. I want to help you to find peace through Jesus Christ. I mean, that's my goal. And I think we can do that together if we keep just focusing on Him and reminding ourselves of certain truths, right? We can easily get sidetracked right now. There's a lot of negative things that we tend to focus on because we hear them. I mean, it's kind of hard sometimes to focus on the invisible kingdom of God because when we turn on the TV, we're not seeing the kingdom. We're seeing the world and a lot of nasty stuff. The kingdom's a little harder. We got to work to see the kingdom. But that's what faith is all about. That's what evangelization is. It's sharing the faith, sharing the good news. And that's what I try to do with you on this program. So if you want to find out more about the show, if you want to find out about my work, all the books that I've written, if you want to make a donation to my ministry, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. One stop for everything relating to yours truly. Okay, so today we are going to look at the mass readings for Palm Sunday. Before we do that, I want to look at the daily reflection from Give Up Worry for Lent for Palm Sunday. And if you're following along with the book, I want to thank you. I'm hearing from a lot of people who are being really touched by the book. I'm so humbled that to be used by God to be able to do this, to bring you some peace, to get you in touch with the Lord. It really is. It's a really humbling experience because I don't know. I am so unqualified, but I've given up questioning. You know, like when Moses was first tapped, and believe me, I'm not comparing myself to Moses, but when Moses was first tapped by the Lord to say, all right, you're going to be the guy to lead your people out of slavery, what did Moses say? Oh, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, God. You got the wrong guy. I've got issues. I've got a speech impediment. I'm weak. And he made a lot of excuses, but The interesting thing is God chooses people who you wouldn't ordinarily choose. Like, I wouldn't have chosen me. I wouldn't have chosen the apostles. I wouldn't have chosen so many of the figures that God has used throughout the ages. But he'll give us what we need. And, you know, I say that to you so you understand that he's calling each of us to do something. He's calling each of us to share the good news in a certain way. That's up for each one of us to discern. But don't ever think that you're not qualified. Yeah, there are things that I am unable to do. Like, the Lord's not going to send me on the road as a singer because I just, that wouldn't work out. But he's allowing me to do what I do. And it's success. Some of it's successful. I've tried things that have failed before, but the Lord, if he wants something to succeed, he's going to bless it and he's going to allow it to succeed. So I say that to you too. Just keep that in mind. None of us are called to just have an intimate relationship with Jesus and it never goes beyond us. Faith has to be personal, but it shouldn't be private. So once you get to know Jesus on a personal level, you're called to go out and share him with others. That's the way it works, and that's how the faith gets passed on, and that's how discipleship works. We follow Jesus, and then we, in turn, try to lead other people to him as well. So remember that. God's going to give you what you need to do your job. Okay, so the reflection for day 40, Palm Sunday, from Give Up Worry for Lent is this. It's Luke 23:26. And as they led him away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. Now, when I was submitting these verses to the publisher for this, for the book, I was questioned about why are you focusing on this on Palm Sunday? Well, the reason is because this comes from the Passion. This comes from one of the Gospels that's read on Palm Sunday. I mean, there's a lot to pick from there, but I thought it was important because I wanted to make the point that we are never in this faith thing or life thing alone. One of the major problems, I'm trying to put my thoughts together about this, one of the major problems that we face, the major obstacles, the major sources of worry in our lives, is that I'm all by myself. I need help, but I have nobody to help me. And what I would encourage you to do is to look in your past and try to identify some of those Simon of Cyrene's who have been sent to you. I mean, I've had so many people in my life. You tend to forget sometimes about these people who have helped us through the ages, through the years, I mean, who have been able to help us with problems that we faced. I could think of so many people who, when I was really down and out and I needed help, they were there. They were able to help me. So think about, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you, think about some of these people who have helped you through the years. And then pray for a Simon to help you right now. If you're struggling, if you need that help, pray for that Simon, that new Simon, to be sent to you. And it could be somebody who you just talk to and they make you feel good because you've got a friend. You know, you got a shoulder to cry on. They might not be able to fix your problems, but the very fact that they're there can be good enough. Sometimes that Simon for you is actually going to be Jesus, because there have been times in my life where I felt completely alone and I turned to Jesus and I asked for his help and I felt better. The problem didn't always go away, but he helped me to carry my cross. Each one of us has a cross. Right now, many of us are sharing a common cross, although to different degrees. People have lost loved ones to the coronavirus. People are sick with it. People are terrified, afraid that they might get it. They're afraid to go out of their houses. People are struggling to get groceries and supplies. People might be suffering financial losses. There's a lot of that going on right around now. So pray for that guidance. Pray for that assistance, that help carrying your cross. And a lot of times, Jesus will be that person for you. You might not even get an external person, but if you turn to the Lord and just ask him to help you, he will help you. And, you know, let's flip it around too and remember that when we carry our cross, when we carry our cross without complaining, we're actually lightening the cross of Jesus. So we are becoming Simons for him as well. On the night before he died in his agony in the garden, one of the greatest sources of stress for him was your sins and my sins. He knew every sin that would ever be committed. He knew the people who would reject him. He knew that he would be ignored and forgotten about. But when you do nice things for him, maybe you spend a little time with him in prayer, maybe you choose to not complain about some suffering that's in your life right now, not even major suffering, just could be minor suffering. By choosing not to complain, by spending time with the Lord in prayer, by doing kind things for other people, all of these things can be applied retroactively. Now, I'm not going to give you the science of how this works. I'm not that smart. But if Jesus truly knew all things, if he was able to see into the future, and one of our popes wrote about this. I honestly don't remember who it was. Within the past 100 years or so, somebody wrote, I think it might have been Pius the 12th. I don't know. I should probably know this. But he wrote about this idea that we can comfort Jesus because Jesus knew that in 2020, you and me, we would be doing things to comfort him. So that thought was actually able to comfort him in the garden, to take away some of his pain. So we can become Simons for Jesus too, as we carry our crosses without complaint. So that's the message for today from Give Up Worry for Lent. Now, what I want to do for the rest of the show is focus on the responsorial psalm for Palm Sunday. It's a good one. So we're going to take a look at it because I think it's something that many of us can relate to right now with all of the suffering that's going on in the world, okay? It's from Psalm 22. And the response is, my God, why have you abandoned me? And of course, this was Jesus crying out on the cross. In essence, what he was doing was he was praying the Psalms right there. He's praying Psalm 22. But don't you think that's really appropriate now? My God, why have you abandoned me? Do you feel like that? It's okay to feel like that right now. There are a lot of people feeling like that right now. It's a good question to ask. It's a good question to present to the Lord, not to just complain to other people, but take it directly to him. let's read through this psalm and the response a little bit and talk about it. All who see me scoff at me. They mock me with parted lips. They wag their heads. He relied on the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him if he loves him. Has this ever happened to you? Did you ever have somebody say that to you? Oh, you have such strong faith. Look at you. You always prayed, and now look what happened. That hurts, doesn't it? People will mock us, they'll laugh at us, they'll give us a hard time because we have faith. And then maybe something happened in our life, or maybe they get mad at this whole coronavirus pandemic, isolation, being confined to our homes, not being able to go to mass. You know, people can turn. They can turn and blame God for this. That's not going to do any good, but it happens. Or they could blame us. You know, that happens sometimes too. If you're a person who tries to step out in faith and tries to be calm in the midst of the storm, you're going to get criticism from some people. Are you ready for that? It hurts, right? Let's go back to that Simon of Cyrene thing. That's when you can turn to Jesus and ask for that help. Lord, I feel all alone. Everybody's out to get me. Nobody understands you, Lord. They don't understand this faith thing. I can't explain suffering. And they'll ask you. People who might not be practicing Christians might come to you, especially with all this suffering going on, and say, how does God allow this? You believe in God. You tell me. How does he allow this suffering? And obviously the answer is we can't explain everything that God allows. We don't understand God fully. But that's hard. That's when you really depend on the Holy Spirit to try to give you some assistance with an answer. And sometimes that answer is, I just don't know. But I know he's with us in suffering. You know, and that really is the answer. But you're going to sometimes get attacked by people. Let's continue on with this psalm. Indeed, many dogs surround me. A pack of evildoers closes in upon me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all of my bones. This is obviously a prophetic foreshadowing of Jesus on the cross. But for us, the dogs surrounding us, I mean, this coronavirus, it's everywhere. I almost feel like it's going to start to come through my doors. Do you ever get that feeling? Like it's going to come through the TV or something next because it's all over. You can't avoid it. But that feeling of fear, that feeling of being surrounded, it's not a good one, is it? But that's why we've got the Lord. We've got him in our lives. He's that steady, stable foundation. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. They divide my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots. But you, O Lord, be not far from me. O my help, hasten to aid me. One of the things that that we sometimes forget or maybe lose sight of is that Jesus embraced his role of dying on the cross because he knew it was his Father's will. So the same thing applies to us. Anything that happens in our lives, things that can't be changed, things that might not be controllable, that's God's will. He's allowing it to happen. He doesn't always cause it, but he permits it to happen in our lives. Jesus was aware of that. And when we're told that they divide my garments among them, Jesus was stripped. He was stripped of his garments. And we can kind of look at the same thing that's happening to us. And of course, you know, we're part of the body of Christ, the church, the mystical body of Christ. So we are really participating in what Jesus went through when we're being stripped of our freedom. We're being stripped of some our financial means of support. We're being stripped of the ability to go to daily mass or to even go to Sunday mass. We're being stripped of our ability to come and go as we please right now in a lot of cases. So by doing that, we're actually drawing closer to Jesus. He recognizes the presence of his Father even while he's going through that. And he says, O Lord, be not far from me. O my help, hasten to aid me. And again, this was a psalm but it's a foreshadowing of Jesus. So we can look at this and say, these are the words of Jesus. It happened in advance of what Jesus would do. But on the cross, that's what he's going through. He's connecting with his Father. He's recognizing the presence of his Father even in the midst of his tremendous suffering on the cross. And that's the message for each of us, that God's in the middle of all this. He's with us right now. And just like he didn't take the cross away for Jesus at this point in time, he has not yet removed the coronavirus cross from each of us. I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, give glory to him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. As we enter into this Holy Week, there's going to be a lot of focus on the passion and the death of Jesus. And I recommend you spend a little time. One good exercise, if you want to do it, is read each of the passion narratives, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this week, somewhere along the line, and ask the Holy Spirit to open up your heart as you do that and lead you to some sort of an action, you know, a resolution, some sort of fasting, additional fasting or something to be able to share in the suffering of Christ. I mean, this is the culmination of Lent right now as we enter into Holy Week. This is a very great opportunity for us. Now, I mean, obviously, we've got suffering that we didn't choose, a lot of it taking place right now, but we could still enter more deeply into the passion of Christ, the passion and the death of Christ. And this is the week to really focus on it. And honestly, if we do this, I know it doesn't sound pleasant, but we can find joy in the midst of this, just like Jesus did on the cross, not because of what was happening to him, not what was happening externally in his life, but internally because of his connection with the Father. Our joy comes from our relationship with the Lord. That's the only place our joy is going to come from. Yeah, we got momentary joy when good things happen in life, but that's not lasting. So any true lasting joy comes from our relationship with God, and that relationship doesn't change. It's not dependent on external circumstances. So it exists even in the midst of the coronavirus. Okay, so I'm going to pray for you. Please pray for me too as we enter into this Holy Week, that we can end this Lent successfully and emerge closer to the Lord than when we started. I mean, that's the goal of what we're trying to do. We're trying to get closer to him. We want to grow close to the Lord and be stripped of those external things in life, whatever they may be, which distracted us, which kept us away from him. That's the goal of each Lent. And each year, you know, you do that, you do it again, so that each year will be our best Lent ever. That's the goal. So this Lent could be your best ever, hopefully. And then next year, it's going to be even better. So each year, with the help of the Holy Spirit, you ask to be led to the place where you need to be so that you can grow closer to the Lord during Lent. You want to get the Holy Spirit involved in the Lenten process as well. You don't want to just say, well, this is what I'm doing. Holy Spirit, I don't really care what you think. No, let the Holy Spirit guide you, okay? All right, we are just about out of time. And thanks for hanging out with me. I really appreciate it. Remember the Following the Truth daily podcast. Go to my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information on how to subscribe to that. Let me know if you need anything. You can also contact me at the website. If you would like to make a donation to help my ministry, you can do that also at followingthetruth.com. I got to run. Praying for you for this Holy Week. Let me know if you need anything, and God willing, I'll be back with you next week, and we're going to talk about Jesus rising from the dead. God bless you. Talk to you next time on The Gary Zimek Show.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyła of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings, that's JPII Teachings, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.